lady from St. Louis County. For what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the handler, please.
Does the bill sponsor yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Good afternoon and congratulations again on the
Thank
addition
you.
To your family. Question for you. What's your background? Are you a constitutional expert?
I have a master's degree in public policy, and I spent 2 semesters studying constitutional law.
Okay.
But I am not a country lawyer studying constitution.
Me either. You said that the Affordable Health Care Act is unconstitutional. Did the Supreme Court rule on this and I missed that, or you seem confident of that? Because my understanding of that is still open interpretation. We probably disagree on the constitutionality of that, but you kind of assert that with some authority.
Well, we are still waiting on the Supreme Court to make their final decision on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. However, it is our duty as state legislators, as the sovereign state of Missouri, to uphold our end of the Constitution, of this compact, this interstate compact of the Constitution. And when the federal government oversteps its bounds, it's our duty, our obligation, to stand up and say, that is not what the Constitution allows the federal government to do. We will not allow you to implement that piece of legislation on our citizens.
So I guess that's our disagreement, because I don't see it as an unconstitutional act. So I guess I view, from my perspective, I have the same duty to protect the Constitution and make sure that this Affordable Health Care Act moves forward. So I guess that's our impasse.
I think so, lady.
Okay. So, but the Supreme Court is ultimately the one that's going to make this decision, not you, not me. We're not given that authority. So why are we passing this legislation now when, in fact, the Supreme Court may rule that this is indeed a constitutional act and we've got something in place that we're wasting our time right now and it's not necessary?
Well, a couple things. One, if the Supreme Court makes the right decision, rules the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional, then the bill I've seen as visionary, and it won't have any more we won't have any more need for it. Absolutely.
Visionary.
However, the Supreme Court is not necessarily the sole arbiter of what is or is not constitutional. The Constitution is a compact between states. We, the states, created the Constitution and created the federal government. It is our job to recognize what is and what is not constitutional. We do not need to wait for 9 people to tell us what the Constitution says or does not say. It is our job as legislators.
But that same Constitution gives that authority to determine that constitutionality to the Supreme Court. That's the ultimate decision-making body. Then our Constitution determines that.
Actually, it was Marbury versus Madison that determined that.
Well, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree on this matter, but thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you, lady.